Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Mem Vav, Chapter 46, The End of War. Pasuk Beis, Elokim lanu machzeva oz, ezra v'tzaros nimtza ma'od. Hashem is our shelter and our strength, our enduring help during tzaros, during times of stress. Radak understands this Perek to be referring to the time of Mashiach, and these first few psukim describe the Chevle Mashiach, the difficulties that will arise right before Mashiach's arrival. During that time, Pasuk Gimel, Al Kein Lo Nira Bahamir Aretz, Uvemot Harim Belev Yamim, we will not be afraid, even if the earth will change and mountains collapse into the sea. Right before Mashiach, there will be political and military turmoil. In the war of Gog Magog, nations of the world will gather against Yerushalayim. Pasuk Vav, Elokim Bekirba Bal Timot, Ya'azreha Elokim Lifnos Boker. Hashem is there in Yerushalayim. He will not let it fall. Hashem will come to its aid, Boker, in the morning of redemption. Before every bright morning of sunshine, there is a night of darkness that precedes it. The world is getting closer and closer to the time of Mashiach, and we do see that things are shifting. We see Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim attacked and threatened. We can be confident in Hashem's ultimate salvation. Pasuk Ches, Hashem Tzivakos Imanu, Hashem who rules the legions and the angels and the skies, everything, He is with us. And during that time, before and with the coming of Mashiach, Pasuk Yud, Mashbis Milchamos Ad Kitzei Haaretz, Hashem will put an end to war across the world. Radak explains that Gog Umagog will be the last war. When it ends, there will be no more warfare because the world will realize that Hashem is the master of all. As we say every day in Aleinu, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu. On that day, that great day of Mashiach, which we are getting closer to moment by moment, Hashem will be recognized as the King of the entire earth. May that day come quickly. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.